Just to be able to meet him and to be able to talk to him and him be able to share some words, you know, it was a good time.
How'd that come together?
What's that?
How'd that come together?
Just, I don't know, it kind of happened.
They reached out to you?
Yeah, we kind of just reached out and it just ended up, we got in touch and, you know, made it happen.
What'd you think when you heard from him? Yeah,
It was like,
hey, it's LeBron?
No, I mean, he didn't text me or anything like that. We just, I was talking to his marketing people and he told me just come to dinner and went and, you know, had a good time.
You convert him to a Giant?
I don't know if you can convert him, but, you know, it was fun.
Were you starstruck?
I don't know. I know that that's, you know, definitely my favorite athlete. And it was very surreal, you know, to be able to meet, you know, LeBron, period. Yeah.
So when the conversation is going on, is it a conversation between two pro athletes or is it a conversation between a fan and a superstar?
I don't know. You know, I still look at him as LeBron James to me. You know, one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
About your Rookie of the Month award, Odell, that's the first professional award of any type that you've won. What does that mean to you in terms of the sign of respect that people are giving you at this level?
It means a lot. You know, been through a lot and, you know, put in a lot of hard work and just got some opportunities to make some plays. And, you know, I appreciate whoever voted and, you know, gave me the award.
You obviously played with that LSU quarterback who you'll see on the other side of the sideline on Sunday. Could you give us a little bit of an understanding as to what he's about as a quarterback?
He is as tough as they come. He's going to sit back there. He's gonna take all those hits. You know, he's going to step into it, and he's going to make the throws. You know, I loved having him, loved having him as a quarterback, being a guy who's just, you know, he's out there talking and, you know, things like that. It's just he's going to be a great one.
How'd you like to play DB? Maybe pick one of his passes off.
I would love to. I would probably taunt. I'd probably get a flag because I would taunt him if I got a pick six. But you know, hopefully one of these guys can do it for me.
He was a trash talker.
Oh yeah, he's a trash talker for sure. You know, that's part of the game though. Everybody talks trash, really. You know, everybody has their own variation of it, but you know, it's just different when you're hearing it, you know, coming from your quarterback like that.
Eli's like that.
No, Eli's not a trash talker. Eli, that's just not him.
We've asked you this before about the success that's coming and the attention you got from the catch, but now you had this award, you had dinner with LeBron James. Does it just get more and more surreal as this goes on?
It's just everything I ever dreamed of, really. You know, all those days you go into work and you're putting in work, it's for, you know, moments like that and, you know, moments like this. So you definitely take it for, you know, what it is and, you know, keep progressing each and every day.
At any point during dinner, I mean, did he say anything that surprised you in terms of, wow, he's actually paying attention to what I'm doing out here?
You talking about him paying attention to me?
Yeah.
He was just talking about the play, and he just, you know, wanted to see how big my hand was. And, you know, it was, like I said, for that to be my favorite athlete, to be able to, you know, sit down and just civilize people and just have, you know, dinner and conversation, it was, you know, it was nice.
How big is your hand to his?
It's about the same, I think. It was, thumb may be bigger than mine.
You think he could have made the catch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely
really?
Could. Yeah, it's LeBron.
I'm sure he thought he could make it.
He could do it all. He could do it all.
Who was more excited, you or him?
Me, for sure. I know. Definitely think it was me.
Where'd you have dinner?
Place called Carbone. I think it's like Italian food or something I haven't had before.
When did you know you were going to be meeting him? You know, did you have time to think about it, worry about it?
It was kind of spontaneous. It was all within like a, you know, not even a week, within, you know, a couple of days span.
What did he say to you? Did he give you any advice or anything? Or?
Just, you know, general conversation, advice about, you know, how to be successful. Nothing specific.
Did you pick up the tab or what?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Couldn't do that.
I think it was Jeremy Hill who tweeted a couple of weeks ago the idea of how'd you guys ever lose a game between you and Jarvis and Matt Martin?
Execution. That's all it is. It just comes down to executing. And personally, I think that if I can go back in time and change things, I think we definitely should have won at least one national championship.
But just in terms of the talent, I mean, does it even surprise you that you guys are all having success right now?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. Jeremy's probably one of the best backs I've been around, and you know, as far as Jarvis, I could speak on him for days. So they're both going to be great players.
Jarvis told a story the other day about a play early in your career against Tyrann Mathieu, where I guess he was supposed to guard you and then like ripped his shirt off afterwards.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that? And what were you thinking at the time?
It was our freshman year, and I remember going against Tyrann, and you know, it's one-on-ones, and there's no refs out there, so you can really do whatever you want. And I remember running a route, and he just grabbed me at like 12 yards, and you know, kind of just held me up, like didn't let me catch the ball or anything like that. And I remember ripping his shirt off, and everybody screaming and stuff. And it's just like, I'm like, no, like line up again right now, you know. And I remember being so mad after practice. I went back out after everybody left and I was running routes. Just, you know, I definitely don't like that.
Was basketball something you ever considered as a career?
I really considered them all, but basketball, It to get recognition in basketball and to get offers and scholarships, you have to do a lot more than football. You have to go to camps and, you know, all those big name camps and stuff. And it was just something that I didn't really have time for. So I think football came the easiest to me.
How'd you jump shot?
I got a nice little shot, a little something.
Do you want to play LeBron one-on-one?
Yeah, any day. Football, basketball, doesn't matter what it is.
He's obviously heck of a businessman. Did he give you picking his brain on ideas in terms of?
Basically, as far as business goes, he was just, you know, saying first and foremost, you just got to handle what you're here to do, and that's play football. Everything else is going to come with it, and you know, if you're not handling what you need to be doing, then it's going to make everything else a lot harder. So, first and foremost, handle your business.